You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day, day by day, we get better and better.
We get better and better.
We get
BB.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Hey, doing great. How are you guys today?
You looked lonely down there the first I saw you. There was no one else down. It seemed like you owned the place. And now I imagine people are starting to turn up in Miami.
It is so bizarre how on the first day of Super Bowl week, there is no one, especially in the morning, at Radio Row, the media center, and then it's like the logarithmic scale, it's the Richter scale. Every day it goes up by a dramatic amount, and today there's already a lot more activity. Tomorrow it'll be even more, and Thursday is usually when it peaks. Friday it holds about the same as Thursday, but yeah, Monday it's crickets, and it's so weird because if there's only one other person talking, it's a huge distraction, right? Because it's otherwise silent. It gets to the point where it's thousands of voices and it's not a distraction. But like we were trying to do the show and there was one other guy talking. It's like, hey, tell that guy shut the hell up. that one voice in this empty hall is enough to like completely throw you off.
Mike, you're a veteran of a lot of Super Bowls. And after watching last night, I wondered what your perspective would be. How would you describe the way the Kobe Bryant tragedy has cast a pall over what is typically one of the more festive weeks on the NFL calendar?
Well, it has made it all much more restrained because so many of these NFL players grew up following Kobe Bryant, emulating Kobe Bryant, being inspired by his work ethic. Aaron Rodgers told Chris Sims this past summer at the American Century Celebrity Pro-Am in Lake Tahoe that he saw that Kobe Bryant gets up at 3:30 in the morning to work out. So Aaron Rodgers decided, I better get up at 3:30 in the morning to work out. I mean, he inspired a generation of athletes, regardless of whether they play basketball or football. And I think that has at least for now caused everything to have a much more restrained feel than it otherwise would. Later in the week, who knows, but at least to get things started, it definitely has a different vibe.
There seems to be this feeling that this is the beginning of something with Patrick Mahomes, that he's at the Super Bowl and he's going to win a Super Bowl and then he's going to win a bunch of Super Bowls. I don't know that we're hearing the same thing about San Francisco or specifically Jimmy Garoppolo, but which of these teams is more likely to be kind of the return Super Bowl team moving forward?
Well, you know, I feel like the 49ers, but for the quarterback position, have the better team, and they have a coach who already has shown that he's one of the best in the NFL, and I feel like they are built to last, but you can't overestimate the value of having a great quarterback. And when you put Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid, it just feels like both of these two teams, they're going to get their rings or at least one ring over the next 5 years. And maybe they're going to cross paths again. And I don't want to be influenced by the recency of it because every year you could say the two teams who emerged as the best in each conference are destined to continue to keep coming back. And we know that other than the Patriots, that just doesn't happen. But it feels like both teams are on the front end. Not that the window is closing, but the window is wide open. And they can only get better and better. But the 49ers, I think, with that running game, with the coaching staff, with the defense, with the mentality of the players that they have put together who go out and play, I don't want to say old school football necessarily, but there is a quality of the 49ers team where, and this is something that I think Kyle Shanahan looks for, guys who just go. When the ball is snapped, they just go. They do their job. They know their assignment. They execute it, and they do it with a tenacity and a physicality that maybe other players don't necessarily have in today's NFL where they don't practice that physicality like they used to. So I think both teams are here to stay for the foreseeable future.
Mike, you had an interesting item on ProFootballTalk.com about Kyle Shanahan revealing that Bill Belichick actually called him after the 28-3 lead that was blown in the Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl and what he took from that conversation? And what do you think that, first of all, how unusual is that for that to happen? And secondly, what do you think he learned from that experience that will be applicable this week?
Well, I know one thing that he learned from it, and he said this last week, he's never going to relax ever again in any situation, in any game, no matter what the lead is. It could be 128-3, and he's not going to back off. But, you know, Bill Belichick has a lot of respect for Mike Shanahan and for Kyle Shanahan, and the fact that they did have that conversation, I mean, it just shows you, we heard these stories last year about conversations between Bill Belichick and Sean McVay. You know, it really is a small industry. It's a fraternity. And even though they compete against each other, they're in the same business, which is a very, very small and unique mentality and space. And they all are wired the same way. And, look, the bottom line is Kyle Shanahan learned some very valuable lessons about how to call a game, about how not to take a breath, and about how to put your foot on the other team's throat until the clock says 0-0-0. Otherwise, you're creating an opening for a team to come back and take you down like the Patriots did that day.
It's fascinating to think about the difference between the two coaches, because as you talk about Kyle Shanahan, young guy, learned maybe from that Super Bowl. Meanwhile, Andy Reid's been at it forever. Maybe needs a Super Bowl win to secure his legacy, to ensure he's Hall of Fame material. And Shanahan, you could argue that the six-year deal kind of bails him out of all the issues in San Francisco. Ditto John Lynch. Those guys, that might be a new trend, right? Because if the quarterback gets hurt and you know that you got to win right now, maybe you approach building the team differently.
Hey, and if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm rethinking that six-year deal at this point. I'd like to get the free agency. I'd rip that up and redo that deal. Especially with the Panthers giving Matt Rhule $9 million a year. I want a new contract after this run if I'm Kyle Shanahan. But, you know, you're right on Andy Reid. It feels like his career is incomplete without a Super Bowl win, even though he already is one of the greatest coaches of all time. I mean, think about it. It's the 100th season of the NFL. Andy Reid's been a head coach for 20% of the total existence of the NFL. 20 years he's been going at it. And why would you walk away now? You're on the front end of Patrick Mahomes' career. 10 more years? I don't know. We see more and more of these guys get close to 70 and into their 70s. And if you give me a franchise quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, you know, it was Nick Saban who said a couple of years ago that if they'd had Drew Brees in Miami, he'd still be the coach of the Dolphins. It's a hell of a lot easier to stay with a team indefinitely when you've got one of the guys who's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. So, you know, I feel like Andy Reid is going to get his at some point with Patrick Mahomes, whether it's this year, next year, the year after that. I feel like the window's wide open on what they possibly will be able to do with that team, especially because of the way that we've seen Mahomes play when he's healthy. And I think that was the key this year. We kind of forgot about Patrick Mahomes in the middle of the season because of that injury, and I think he had a hard time getting back to 100%. He's back at 100% now, and we've been reminded he truly is the best player in the game right now.
Mike, Super Bowl week also means the annual NFLPA big meeting on Thursday. There seemed to be momentum building toward a CBA agreement, and now as you report that there's some talk that there's some resistance from the player side on going to 17 games. Where does that stand?
Well, and I don't know how much of this is posturing as they get closer and closer to a deal, because it could be just a little squeeze by the union to get the NFL to give up that one last thing they're looking for financially. But I got the impression that there really is concern that because of all the strides that have been made in making players and teams and coaches sensitive to health and safety issues, that's kind of backfired now, that the players have made that a cause, as they should. But it makes them even more resistant to 17 games than they otherwise would be. So they've been negotiating this deal under the assumption that it would be a 17-game season, and there's at least a proposal on the table that the union is going to take up with the Board of Player Representatives on Thursday, and there's a chance that people decide to go forward with it, and they decide to put it out to a vote of the union, and they could get this all done. But that 17-game thing is really going to be the issue that either results in the thing prevailing or getting derailed. And with Russell Okung now ready to run to be the NFLPA president, if he would win, and if they would slow this NFL negotiation down until the election, and if Okung would emerge as the victor, that could dramatically change these negotiations and set the stage for a potentially ugly fight in 2021. But we'll see how it plays out over the next couple of months. And really, this week is going to be important to give us a glimpse into whether or not this 17-game thing is going to finally become a reality.
One of the great things we see in horse racing is kind of trip handicapping. You can see the whole race unfold. Here's the speed horses. Here's the horses that like to stay off the pace, and here come the closers. How does this game play out? What do you see when you close your mind and think about how this game's going to happen?
I mean, two big factors. One, can the Chiefs stop the 49ers running game? And if they can Jimmy Garoppolo win the game with his arm? And two, can the 49ers front four get to Patrick Mahomes before one or more of his guys is wide open in a secondary that is fairly suspect with San Francisco? That's the key. Will it be high scoring? Will it be low scoring? I don't know. I think there's a chance that the 49ers may try to play like a deep shell defense and force the Chiefs to take longer drives and shorten the game. And maybe the 49ers will shorten the game with the way they run the ball. But the teams are so evenly matched and the game seems so potentially close that I can see kind of like an old school 70s style Super Bowl where if one team gets behind by 10 or more points, the other team just collapses. It's just the bubble pops and it turns ugly. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it's a close, exciting game down to the wire. But it just feels like maybe somebody's back could get broken, you know, some point in the second quarter, and it all just kind of falls apart. We haven't had a Super Bowl like that in a while, and I hope we don't on Sunday. But it wouldn't surprise me because we're expecting a great close game that will go down to the wire. It seems like the more we expect a game like that, the less likely it happens.
Do you have a prediction?
I'm leaning 49ers. We're making our official picks tomorrow, but right now I'm leaning 49ers. They've just been too good, and it's boring the way they're doing it. Running the football, not passing it, the old Bob Greasy mentality for Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, he threw the ball 8 times in the NFC Championship game. But I just don't see anybody stopping that running game. It is executed with a physicality and a finesse that no one can stop. And, but the more I think about it, I mean, no one's playing like Patrick Mahomes right now. He's the best player on the planet. And, but I'm leaning 49ers. I just think overall the 49ers are slightly better team.
I got to tell you, Mike, I'm relieved to hear you say that because I think everybody is going with the quarterback and going with the explosive offense. And I'm really struggling with it for that reason because, you know, I can see the what you're talking about. If the Super Bowl ends up bad, it means that Kansas City got ahead. Because I can see Kansas City going behind and still coming back because I've seen it already in the playoffs. And I think they know they have that explosiveness. But I don't know that you're going to pull it off against this team.
Yeah, but if they fall behind the 49ers like they fell behind the Texans, Titans, I don't know that they're going to be able to come back, especially if the running game is there for San Francisco. Then they're not going to have the opportunities.
Yep.
You know, and that's the thing, back to 28-3. Kyle Shanahan is not going to let the Chiefs back into this one if they can build a lead early. And we've seen the Chiefs fall behind, and we've seen the 49ers get ahead in both the playoff games.
Mike, thanks a ton. Have a great week down there.
Have fun, Mike.
Hey, one more quick thing.
Sure. Guys,
I got to say happy birthday to our guy, Bobby V.
Is today his birthday?
It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah. Mike, I'm going to see him later. I'll have to put him through the spanking machine, whatever the hell that means. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
See you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.